Blog Talk Radio.
Have mercy on me, Lord. I just can't seem to get it right. Please don't give up on me, Lord. But as it's not favoring your side, I don't have to sin every day. One day I'll be just like Christ. But only if you have mercy.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Our words of encouragement for today will be presented by Brother Bryant Cancel. I kindly ask that you stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following words of encouragement, Brother Cancel will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Cancel, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle. Good morning, all of our callers. And Sister Danielle, we pray that you and your husband have safe travels back from Michigan, and that we know why you went with your husband to get that equipment is because we know you negotiated that price down to $1. So he wouldn't have been able to do that by himself. So congratulations on all the skills you have at negotiating, and we're hoping for your safe travel back home. So as we look forward and if we look into the weekend here, we know that Sunday is Bloody Sunday. It's a commemoration where you had the brave souls that marched on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama in 1972. And those folks were so brave just to face all the things they faced and all the suffering they faced afterwards to give us the opportunity to have voting rights here in this country. So we want to remember them during this time. So our topic today is adapting to your environment. And the question I'd like to start out with is, how can Jesus prick your heart? And the spirit of our lesson this morning comes from Acts 2 and verse 37. When the men said unto Peter, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" So as we're thinking about the current situation of our churches, what can we do to improve them? We can share the knowledge that we've acquired about the plan of salvation and pass it back and forth to others that'll listen, and how our belief in Jesus has changed and improved our lives. And sometimes we share this knowledge with family members, and sometimes it's a total stranger. So when we talk about pricking your heart and ask the question, how can Jesus prick your heart? We're talking about your spiritual heart, your social heart, your political heart, and your economic heart. In Galatians 6 and 10, it says, "As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." The churches we have are a business. It's the business of doing the Lord's work. And quite frankly, the Lord's work in our churches is never done or completed. It's always in transition and motion. Our churches have never faced a challenge like we have right now with declining membership and participation. These challenges threaten the very existence of our churches. So let me engage your business mind for a minute. In business, sometimes they talk about a cost-benefit analysis, and this is relevant to the church. The church is a business. So this is sometimes, this benefits and cost-benefits analysis is the process of comparing the projected or estimated cost and benefits or opportunities associated with a project decision to determine whether it makes sense from a business perspective. And generally speaking, it involves tallying up all the costs of the project or decision and subtracting the amount from the total projected benefits of the project or decision. So this is usually defined as a ratio. So if the benefits of taking on this project outweigh the costs, you could argue that that decision made is a good one to make. If on the other hand, the cost of the project outweigh the benefits or what you're going to get from it, then in business, a company may want to rethink this decision. So it's a form of a data-driven decision-making process often utilized in business for companies, established companies and startup companies. So this basic principle can be applied to virtually any decision-making process, whether it's buying a car, buying a home, starting a church and opening it in a certain community, whether it's business-related or otherwise. So how do we prick the heart of our church members and our communities with all the distractions out there? We're competing with TV and entertainment. We're competing with apps and games, fear of COVID, other churches that are having services. We're competing with sleeping in on Sunday or when we have our programs. We're competing with people that work, taking care of the sick, which is a very honorable thing to do. And we're competing with apathy, people that are stuck, folks that are just plain cynical about church. So I liken these things to a car. If you're in park, how do we get you into neutral? And if you're in neutral, how do we get you into drive? To get you into drive, we have to have a destination in mind. The key question is, where are you going? Where are we going? No matter where we go or what we do or how we get there, heaven should always be our destination every single day, brother and sister. So don't let doubt creep into your mind. Have a mustard seed mentality. You know, there's about 2.5 million black-owned businesses that are out there in 2020, according to the Census Bureau. We know some have closed. And sometimes in business, you're challenged with lending from a bank or a credit union. And you have to be a visionary and a risk taker when owning and starting a business. This is like people that start churches. You have to be a developer. You have to be a hiring manager. And the number one challenge in business that you're going to have is finding good people that are going to help you get to where you want to go, whether it's a customer, employee, or others or otherwise. So give yourself a business development title here at our church. Everyone is responsible for getting people to participate in our programs. In business, you're responsible for increasing the amount of customers you have. Give yourself the title of account manager at your church. You're responsible for training and coaching and developing the people that you bring in. So what causes a church to scale and to grow its membership? What causes people to become active members of a church? What can cause that to happen? And this is my clarion call today. We need you to engage your growth mindset. Our churches need to break barriers, and we need everyone that has an oar to begin rowing right where you are. For some people, it could be writing letters to people you care about and asking them to get connected to your church and Grace Nurture and to get plugged in. Go online and find us at Blog Talk Radio and send them the link directly. Hold their hand. Don't just tell them about it and it's a program and send it to them. Easy. One click and you're right there at the website. For some people, it's making a regular phone call to show them you care about them. And for some people, it's engaging people that you're connected with right now or speaking to someone at the grocery store where you see people in your community. People need Jesus more right now than ever. And the first question is, do people see Jesus when they look at you, when they look at us? Are you grounded in the gospel and the work of the Lord? Is there any doubt that this person might see? Part of the challenge we have is that we think we have to be perfect. And the Bible is full of people that were not perfect, that Jesus called to do the work. And if you've fallen short, you need to repent of that sin and ask your Father to forgive you. We're going to continue this next week because I have some information I wanted to get to, but it's too important to rush through it. But I want to tell you that, you know, sometimes we have a mindset of being stuck where we are. We're fixed. We're not moving. We're in neutral. We need to get you to the drive. We need to get you to the drive position. And that causes us to get into our growth mindset. It takes effort to grow a church and to help people. It's a big challenge, and we need you. And there's going to be mistakes out there. We're not going to get some things right, but we start over and keep working and moving forward. That's exactly what they did on Bloody Sunday. We never stop fighting for progress, and we're still fighting for these rights today. So I'm asking you to get plugged in, stay plugged in, hang in there with us no matter what, and help all of our churches and ministry programs succeed. So in closing, the spirit of our lesson comes from Acts 2 and 37, when the men said unto Peter, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" I want you to ask yourself, what must I do? This is the key question of our time right now. Many of us ask, what must we do? But it all starts with you. Are you bringing souls to Jesus by the service that you give? Would you join me right now in a word of prayer? Father, as we close our eyes and pray, we want to pray for all our call participants, no matter where they are or what their situation might be. You know the hearts of these lovely people, and we hope that you grant all the comforts that they need in this world to continue to progress and move forward and to stay plugged in to every one of our programs and services, but more importantly, get actively involved in helping us succeed. We pray for the families and the children out there. We pray for the bereaved who have lost loved ones, that pain in the gut that just doesn't go away, and it just takes time, Lord. We pray that you're able to help comfort them, heal them, bring them to the other side so they can put their arms around someone else and bring them across that bridge as well. We pray for Sister Danielle and her husband that they have safe travel back home to their destination. We pray for all the families that were involved in Bloody Sunday with all the sacrifices they made for us in 1972 and the sacrifices that are still being made today to get the same rights we fought for, voting rights, civil rights, and just rights to be seen as human. Father, thank you for these programs. Let them expand and just abound in all of our communities, and let us all work to reach more people. We can do this, and we can do this together. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.